Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from CBS Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Evan Washburn. What's going on, Evan?
Hey, good to be with you guys. How are we doing?
Doing well, man. Thanks for your time on this Thursday morning. You spent a lot of time in this facility here, One Winning Drive, before going on to CBS, and you still spent some time there as well. Have you been able to put your finger on what's going on with the Baltimore Ravens at 1-5, or is it simply just injuries? And I ask that question this way because before Lamar went out, they were 1-3.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective and question. I look at it this way. Yes, the injuries are probably top among the list of explanations. I think everyone's scared, especially players and coaches, to feel like they're giving excuses. But I always say there's an explanation for why things are happening, and I think largely availability would be at the top of the list for why they're 1-5. But I also do think there's a weight that comes with what this team has been through for the last few years, largely positive in the sense that they've been a game or two games away from a Super Bowl, and that's the eventual goal for all these teams. And that weight can be exhausting going into a season. And I think the fact that they had that close loss in Buffalo in week one is frustrating. And then it compounds with the injuries as they start to pile up and then the schedule they face. So I think it's a number of factors that explain why they're there, largely injuries. But I do think the competitive stamina necessary to be one of these top teams, which they've been the last few years, is under-described, discussed, especially from those of us that do what we do, how challenging that is. And I think that's where Baltimore finds themselves right now.
Evan, you've seen this team quite a bit, and you know what type of players are here and their capabilities of stringing together wins. Do you think they can still make a push to the playoffs with the caveat of staying healthy the rest of the way?
Of course. I mean, I think it's a possibility. I would say it's becoming more and more of a long shot just based off of the metrics and what's necessary. And I think now more than ever, it's harder. I don't like playing the schedule game because I saw the Browns beat the Packers a few weeks ago. I mean, I guess I saw it in a highlight. I wasn't doing the game. But, like, that happened. So as much as the schedule does line up, if this team's healthy for optimal opponents, just weird things happen in the NFL. That's why we love it so much. So to think they're just going to run roughshod once they get Lamar and everybody back, I think is a bit naive. But the magic number is still attainable, which is in that 10-9 range, especially with the North being down.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from CBS Sports is Evan Washburn. Evan, this defense, Ravens offense scored 40 in the first game. They gave up 41. Had a close game against Detroit that got out of hand in the fourth quarter. They gave up 38. Hasn't been very good this year. Much of the same personnel. Again, when you look back on this thing, is it a matter of coaching, players, or a combination of both?
Well, this is where, like, I think it's fair to say it's a little outside my depth. I don't know how you guys feel. I don't pour over the All-22. I didn't play at that level. But to me, something's not adding up because you're right. You have a bunch of really talented players. You have coaches that I imagine are highly qualified, know the right scheme, but something isn't clicking. So it's kind of hard to put your finger on it. I always go back to, somebody lent perspective to it. I mean, if you can't play fast and not be thinking about what you're supposed to be doing at this league, but really any level outside of probably Pee Wee football, you're going to be in trouble. So that would be my layman's perspective of, like, maybe it's just it's a fact of, you know, at times there's too much they're working through to try and feel like they're doing everything perfect, rather than just, hey, if we're going to make a mistake, let's all make the same mistake and make it 100 miles an hour. But again, that's kind of me trying to guess at something that's just outside my depth. Because you're right, on paper, it all lines up. Outside of, look, the pass rush thing is real. You lose Nnamdi Matabike pushing that pocket, and you're not able to, I guess, scheme up as much of the pass rush, as which they've done in years past. And Kyle's been great, and I guess he's got to continue to be great if they're going to kind of turn this thing around in terms of getting after the passer.
Hey, Evan, let me go to the other team, because I'm finally happy to see that. I think the Bears have a really good coach. I like what I've seen from Caleb Williams taking a step forward. It looks like Rome's become a number one. A lot of good things there. Are they just a little bit ahead of schedule? We had somebody on from Chicago, and they were saying, yeah, they're probably not a playoff team this year, but it finally feels like they're moving in the right direction.
What's interesting to me, Jeremy, is they're 4-2 in the exact same spot they were a year ago at 4-2, and actually going to play a team in the DMV. Last year it was D.C., and they had that Hail Mary. But it does feel a lot different, and I think part of that is, yes, Ben Johnson coming in, and the energy's different. But the offense is still a major work in progress, but they don't seem satisfied in kind of living on their record, which I think most teams, especially kind of as they're building, can get caught up in the, hey, we're 4-2, we're in the playoff conversation as early as it is. We haven't had our conversations with them face to face, but, you know, just consuming all the coverage and listening to their pressers and interviews, they recognize they're not that good despite their record and winning four straight. Their defense is awesome, so that's real. I think the offense is still something that is maybe a ways away from being where Ben Johnson wants it to be, and that's what makes Sunday's game so fascinating on so many levels.
Evan Washburn joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Evan, you said it's not as simple as Lamar coming back and everything going right. However, what are the chances you think this team getting back in it with a healthy Lamar?
I think the chances are good. I think that it helps to have an all-time player, if he can play at the level and feel as comfortable as he needs to feel to do the things he does. Because it's interesting, he's become such a kind of complete quarterback where he can be a pocket passer, but it struck me in the fact that he's been out this long with a hamstring, it's clear for him to be what he needs to be in terms of that superhuman, he needs to be able to have that mobility. Because I don't think they design as much runs for him as they used to, but he can still, when he needs to, cut it loose and, you know, tear off a 20, 30, 40-yard run or make a huge play. And so that aspect of his game still needs to be there, really starting Sunday, if he's going to go.
Hey, Evan, it's been a weird season. I don't know who you feel is the best team in football. Like, I think the best team I've seen is Detroit at home. Not that they've been terrible on the road, but they've just looked amazing at home. I feel like things are kind of, I don't want to say totally up for grabs, but I don't know that there's a dominant team in the league.
No, I would agree with you. And look, it's maybe prisoner of the moment a little bit, but I was in L.A. last week and watched the Colts play the Chargers, and I would say the best offense I've seen this year is by far the Colts, and it's like kind of not just best I've seen this year, but maybe best I've seen in the last couple years. They are scheming dudes open where it looks like Saturday football, not Sunday football. And Jonathan Taylor, I swear, if he was playing in a bigger market and maybe had a different, you know, he has a great personality, so I think people are sleeping on that. He would be in that Saquon conversation and Derrick Henry. I mean, he's just – and he had a couple lean years where he had the injuries and the contract stuff. But, man, he's MVP for me through whatever we are, 7-8 weeks. I would put the Colts kind of in that direction. Their defense is a little thin, especially in the back end. So I think that's what's fun right now when it comes to the league, because you're right. There's no kind of – the top tier is crowded.
Yeah, I'm loving Indiana Jones and his short round receivers that he has over there outside of Michael Pittman. I mean, that's just been one of the coolest stories this year.
Hey, fellas, before we go, I want to float this with you and maybe your audience, because I've been toying with it, kind of getting ready for our game this Sunday. Is this the biggest home game for the Baltimore Ravens since the AFC Championship game against Kansas City, when you think about all that surrounds it from where they stand and what the expectations are. And I know they hosted a playoff game a year ago against Pittsburgh.
You don't have to dial it up. No, you don't have to dial it up. You could have just asked that question and stopped there, and my answer was yes.
Because
the whole season hangs on Sunday. If Lamar plays, if he doesn't play, if they win, you could think that you're back in it. If you're out, is your season over? Is the season over? Then you start trading off pieces. If they win, then you start bringing pieces in. Yeah, this game has so much weight on what happens after Sunday. And I don't recall having a game like that in a regular season in a long time here in Baltimore.
And on top of that, like, I don't think it's being a prisoner of the moment. These next two games, albeit the short week in Miami on Thursday, you have to win both of those, or I think they start trading a couple of pieces away from expiring contracts.
Yeah, I just think about it, too, from a fan's perspective, because that's always who we're speaking to, and I know you guys, too. It's if you're watching this game at home or you're going to the bank on Sunday, to me, your level of tension and nerves is what it was in being sidelines for that Kansas City game. Yeah, it's a different level of, you know, hopeful joy from a win. You're not going to get that, you know, relief of we're going to a Super Bowl if we win. But if Lamar's back and they win in any form or fashion, I do think there's a sense of, okay, now we're heading in the proper direction, and the alternative would not be that. So I needed to check in with the guys that are living and breathing this thing every day before I kind of float that to the crew when we all get together here in a couple of days.
Hey, Evan, thanks a lot. Always enjoy having you on, my friend.
Evan.
See you
stuff.
Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah. See you.
About 410-583.
He's great, man.
1057 is the number.
Fantastic hair.
Great.
None of us have
great
that.
To see him, like the way you saw him grow up a little bit in this business. You know,
he's just really good at what he does.
Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, do you feel duped by the Suns' reporting of Distraction Gate? Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It was inaccurate and false. The stuff was taken out of the locker room. I was informed of it after it was gone by the equipment guy, and that the players, the veteran players, a couple of veteran players got together and decided they wanted to take that stuff out. So my pinball machine that I had gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas, I don't know where it's at right now. So
really?
I don't know where it's at. It's in the storage room somewhere, I guess.
Man, I bought you guys a ping pong. What was it, ping pong machine?
Pinball.
Pinball?
Yeah. Why are you struggling with that so much?
Because I keep saying ping pong. I haven't seen a pinball machine, Jeremy, in 30 years, man.
He said it to me earlier. He goes, what was it? It was a ping pong. I says, pinball. He goes, oh yeah, pinball. And he comes back and he goes, and they had that damn ping bong bong ping pong. No, ball.
Got a pinball machine I bought two Christmases ago. And
I don't even
know
where it is.
You all just take it out and, man.
Did you, Joe, we haven't talked about it on there. Talk about the Bears and what they did in their video. You saw it. I haven't seen it yet, but it's pretty funny.
I just watched it. Yeah, and trolling a little bit. They have I can't remember what players it was, but they had two of their players playing Papa Shot, playing cornhole,
Papa playing Doc. Playing Papa Doc showed up in the locker room.
Papa Doc.
I said Papa Shot.
No, I'm making fun.
But yeah, we're getting trolled. So if they lose, they're gonna look like idiots. But I feel kind of dumb right now. If I'm a Ravens player,
you do.
Well, it's just like, okay, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm just like, that's it's just gotten blown out of such proportion that it's just so ridiculous.
I'm glad you said that. So who do you blame for this?
I blame the Sun to a degree.
I take some blame for this. I'll take some blame for this because I ran with the story that I thought had credibility to it.
Well, I also blame
and
the fans.
I gave it legs.
That's
the case. Everybody, because the fans only went from a story that they thought had credibility as well.
But no one ever stopped to. We had one caller that stopped to think and said, "Hey, maybe the players did this." We just immediately thought, "Well, Harbaugh's lost the locker room, so let's pile on."
You had a report from the Baltimore Sun with three writers that contributed to it that everybody co-signed on, right?
Exactly. If I came to you and I said to you, "Tony Mancino told me this," or "Okay, I heard this from the coaching staff in August." And someone said to you, "You sure wasn't the players?" You would say, "No, Rob's in the clubhouse. If he says it's the coaches, then it's the coaches."
But if the media availability that these players have, that the media gets to talk to them, you knew it was going to get brought up. So just wait until they're asked. Just wait till the coach I think a lot of fans don't have the media literacy to just immediately say, "You know what? I don't like that either. I'm going to latch onto it."
I think that's unfair. If that's the case, then don't read. Don't read. If that's the case, then stop reading the Sun. Stop reading ESPN. If you got to wait and ask the play, that's why the media, to me, so I take this seriously. The media is the bridge between the players and the fans. That's what your job is. If you say something, you shouldn't have to wait to hear from the players. It should be the gospel. That should be what it is. If that's the case, then Joe, we don't have a job. We don't have a job.
We're in the opinion business. We're not necessarily in the fact business.
We do report the facts. We give our facts. I give my opinion based on the facts that are reported. And I found out that it wasn't a fact.
We have seen way too many times in the last 10 years where the media either just goes after something and latches onto it and creates a story.
Shock jock people. Writers typically don't do that.
But then you should learn from the shock jocks and say, "You know what? I'm going to wait a second."
No, not from writers, Joe. I disagree with you. Writers are there with these guys.
How are you? I'm not trying to demean any other outlets out there because I respect the people that are podcasting and doing things. But there's a different feel when a report comes out from a Baltimore Sun writer than somebody else that's just doing their podcast, that watches the team, that knows football, that's somebody on the inside.
On TV, and you know he has the reputation of stirring the pot. This is a writer that's there. You take what he says or she says as the facts because they're there.
I was telling Rob, I didn't feel as bad, but we've all done this since we've been in radio. And I'm not comparing the two things, but understand the similarities. The Duke lacrosse scandal and what was reported early on and what the DA was saying. And you're like, at that point in time, you're looking at these preppy kids, these kids that were down there and this girl and what she's saying happened. And you're like, "Oh, it's a frat. You could see that. It's a sport." And then you start buying in and start killing those kids. And I know you didn't go after them.
I didn't.
I did.
And I didn't go after them because I had a friend of mine who this happened to. And it was, at that time, pretty fresh.
And then that's when you start questioning, okay, who can I trust and what outlets are. If something was reported in the Baltimore Sun, and even now, like looking at the papers we have here today, I'd trust any one of those. And if we're talking about it, I'm going to give you my opinion on it. If what we're talking about is not factual, then my opinion doesn't hold water.
You just said you trusted it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that because my comment is going to be this. This was to me a violation of trust. You were there. You are my eyes. You're my ears. I take what you say to be serious. I take what you say to be the factual truth. And to come to find out that you move things around, perhaps,
but what,
to get clicks.
Okay, but what if this is what happened? That they talked to players and players told them that, and that wasn't true, and they ran with that. They're not going to throw those players under the bus for giving them information.
That's still up to the writer, though, to make sure they corroborate with someone
else. Thank you, Joe.
But how many other people do you have to cooperate with?
Okay, can I say this? Because I watch these guys do their work. Jacob Calvin Meyer. Who's the guy we get from the banner? Tall, thin dude. I can't think of his name right now.
Huh? Baseball or football?
Baseball.
Tall, thin dude.
We have all the time. Anyway, I watch these guys. Dan, you can throw Danielle too. Yeah. I watch these professionals do their job. And what Joe said just now is what I see them do.
I know who you're talking about with the banner now. I feel so bad. Andy Koska?
Andy Koska.
I was looking it up and didn't get there.
I watch these pros do their jobs. And they're not just running with the story. The story, remember the story that Danielle did about Brian Mattis?
Mm-hmm.
How long was she working on that story?
Yeah.
That way it's foolproof.
But this is the problem with media today. It's more important to be first than to be correct.
Well, and it sounds like something Harbaugh would do.
Yeah.
So that's why they said, well, all right, I'm just going to go with it, because they also knew they'd have 90% of the fan base back them up on it.
I can't wait till Koska comes on the show, and I hope you're not here, and I go, let's tall, welcome in. Tall, thin dude covers the Orioles for the banner.
You know, hey, hold on. You guys know when I get rolling, man.
This is, you're in the moment. We forget stuff.
That's for me.
Yeah.
When I get rolling, I forget. What's his name? I don't know his name. You know what I mean? Damn it. Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side. Cornell Woodland weighs in on all of this.
What's his name?
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, our man on the scene, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man. Just let you know real quick, basketball season is almost upon us. I'm just throwing it out there, Cordell. Just throwing it out there.
Oh, it's for you. Oh, yeah. I'm on standby. I'm ready.
For a raise.
You ain't on standby. You got the gig.
Ask for a raise. Hold him up. Ain't nobody else going to do what you're doing.
Facts.
Great advice.
Facts. Your thoughts on this, what Joe LaCroix is calling distraction gate. It was reported originally that it was coaches who removed it. We found out later that it was not factually correct. It was players. Does that make a difference for you?
I guess not. Look, the story to me isn't as big, I guess, as it's become to be. That's just for me. But I get it. You know, when they're 1-5 and in a time where everybody's looking for reasons as to why this could be or what's contributing to it physically or even psychologically, I could understand why this is sticking the way that it is. To hear that it was the players instead of the coaches, I mean, I feel like that's good. At least it doesn't feel like they were just grounded by
same thing. That's
how I feel like that.
And to be honest with you, Cordell, if it was reported that it was the players initially,
I wouldn't have even talked
about it.
Yeah. I think, you know, the players doing it is more of a signal of what you want. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's been a lot of questions about the accountability, about the leadership in that locker room. So this would point in a positive towards that. But yeah, I mean, it's been, like the reports have said, it's been gone since the Chiefs loss. When we first walked in there, it definitely felt weird. It's like, where did everything go? Everything was gone out of there, including the pinball machine John got him for Christmas. So, you know, I asked around a little bit, but guys, at that time it was so fresh, I don't think anybody really wanted to talk too much about it, and they were losing, and they still are. But, yeah, I think this will come and go. But on a bye week, yeah, this is going to catch a lot of attention.
Yeah, Harbaugh said he was surprised he left his quarters on his pinball machine. That means he's got next. Man, it's just, this whole thing is just crazy to me. So let's just talk about on the field then.
Next.
We just had Evan Washburn on talking about, can the Ravens make this run? A great sign seeing Lamar back on the field. To what extent, we'll see. But the numbers in Vegas are telling me that he's going to play and that this should be a high-scoring game. What are your thoughts on maybe what we see Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Vegas is telling you that they feel like not only can the Ravens win, but some points will be put up on both sides. And I could, you know, for the Bears, they have had success putting up points at times, sometimes in bunches. Go back a couple weeks ago against the Raiders on the road. I mean, they kind of jumped on them. Now, their defense helped them out, picking Geno off all over the place. It depends on who's that quarterback for the Ravens. I mean, they haven't been able to score without Lamar. With him, they were a top-3 scoring offense in the league. So it really depends on his status, and obviously the season as a whole hinges heavily on how available and how good Lamar Jackson looks when he is on the field. But I think they win. To be honest with you, I think even without Lamar, they find a way to win this one.
Wow.
Just because they have to have it. They have to have it. If you don't get this, I mean, it's all but over at that point. I mean, there's still a slight opening in the window probably, But you were talking about them now already having to be as close to perfect as possible, and it would only get worse with this loss.
Cordell Whitland joins us. Cordell, I want to jump to a baseball right now. We asked this question earlier. You feel Tony Mancino is the leader right now to get that job back with the Baltimore Orioles?
I mean, I think so. I don't see how he can't be. As of now, he's, in my mind, he's still the manager. no decision has been made. Elias told us at the end of the season presser he wanted to figure this out ASAP. I mean, how many people have they even interviewed? We hear a lot of rumors about interest, but we don't see anything about interviews or anything like that. Not many. I know they interviewed Rojas. But other than that, I don't recall seeing anything else about them interviewing anybody. So
I almost feel like it's too good to be true because I want them to get the gig.
The Mancino?
Yeah, I do.
So this is my issue with that, with Mancino stand. And I it's nothing against him personally at all. I thought he did a serviceable job filling in as good as you could ask him to do, considering the circumstances. But my thing is, they have to show that they're not, that it's not the same old going into next year. And if what, and if all people have to look at when it comes to the leadership of the team going into next year is Elias getting more say so and Mancino sticking around, what message are you sending to everybody?
And it's funny you say that because we've heard nothing about the next GM.
No, I mean, he at the press conference, I left there feeling like he is in absolutely no rush to get a GM. He's in no rush to get a GM. So I don't think that's going to be filled before the start of the season for sure. So that's what I'm saying. I just think it would send the wrong message to a fan base that you're trying to keep on good terms right now.
Well, we got some breaking news coming across the wire. We're all sports talk fans. We're all sports talk hosts. Chauncey Billup has been arrested by the FBI on gambling charges, as well as Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat. Chauncey Billup's a coach.
Yeah.
This is such a bad look for people that want to believe sports aren't rigged. Such a bad look. And I would have never, the Terry Rozier thing, we've all been talking about it for years. Cause that dude, I want to be as good at anything as Terry thinks he is at basketball. He thinks he's the best basketball player in the world. And now you got all these guys that are selling out for a couple bucks.
Chauncey Billups, man, a head coach. No, he's not. Is that a head coach?
Yeah, he was a head coach. I think, but this had to happen when he couldn't have gotten in trouble for this. It had to be
Blazers.
Yeah. So I just don't. Man, I'm sorry. I don't mean to change the topic. I know we're talking Baltimore, but I think this is such a huge thing that's going to, like, we're changing the landscape of sports with gambling. So,
I definitely think it's the craziest thing that's happening right now. I mean, I saw Pablo Torre's tweet about the FBI basically about to do a big time sweep on these athletes. For what they're being arrested for. You already mentioned Rozier. I think it's one more Malik Beasley that's still on the radar as well. But the Chauncey thing, like you said, with it being a coach, he has direct impact on how his team, plays that night, who plays. And,
it's huge.
This breaks the trust. It breaks the trust with the viewers, with the fan base, with the bettors. I don't know how they recover from this one.
What do we hear? You back on the airways this week, Cordell Woodland?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know. I'll be jumping on different shows throughout the week, as always. No fresh take this week. We got the start of the World Series underway, and, of course, it'll be on The Fan. So, yeah, probably after the World Series is over is when we'll be back on air, but I'm on The Fan throughout the week.
Thank you very much,
my friend. I'll be in for Monday. I'm sorry. I'll be in for Bob on Monday.
There you go.
I'll be on Vinny and Haney on Monday.
Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057. We'll revisit that at 9:15, Jeremy.
Unbelievable.
We'll make that our 9:15 segment. On the other side, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I mean, my shovel, I got another driving one here. Saw some things yesterday. My wife was yelling at me. She's like, why are you so angry about this? It's just inconsiderate.
Because you're old.
a-holes. Sorry.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Giving out shovels. You might get one a day. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter.
Everyone's eligible.
At BBMS1057, The Fan, Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel this morning?
More inconsiderate drivers. So yesterday, my wife and I decided we're going to dinner. Went to a nice Indian restaurant, Royal Spice, out my way. Really good food. First time being there. You like Indian food?
No.
I love it. So anyway, as we're on our way, we're
driving. Comes out hot.
Yeah. It goes in hot, too, yeah. Depending on how hot you want to get it. But we go to this place, and we're driving over there, and we come down to a light. You got two lanes. The left lane is the turn lane. The right lane, you got to turn right. So you have all these people that are trying to avoid that long line to the left. So what do? They drive all the way down in the one lane and then try to veer over a little bit. So now they're blocking two lanes. So now I am at your beck and call whenever you want to leave for me to make a turn in the lane that I'm in. And my wife's getting mad at me because I'm giving this truck driver the finger and I'm yelling and I'm doing all the things I've been trying to avoid doing. But I was, it's a rough night last night. Came home, a deep freezer was, somebody left the door open and $1,200 worth of food thrown in the trash yesterday. So
I cooked a nice New York strip last night.
I threw out a ton of fish. I wasn't going to eat it. It's been in there forever. But no, like, again, like, just watching these people, if you can't get over into the other lane, you're an ass if you're blocking the other portion of the lane. Once we turned, after two cars did it, the one car saw that, like, I didn't get all the way over, and they were trying to inch closer, and the car in front of them wouldn't move up.
The car saw it?
Yeah,
the car. I love my car sees these things.
Listen, then we turn on the road, and there's a dude driving with his knees, texting on his phone, and he's in between both lanes, just driving straight. You honk your horn at him, and you get up next to him, and he gives you the finger. Because you interrupted what he was doing, not that he was doing anything wrong.
He was trying to text.
I just get so tired of inconsiderate people on the road. If you miss your exit, you don't get to stop in the damn lane, put your car in reverse, drive up, and turn your lazy ass around. That's a you problem. Figure out when you have a you problem.
Hey, Joe, who gets your shovel today? I'm sorry, I got you. I got salad in my mouth.
You got salad?
Me, because I'm eating.
You got salad, Joe? What kind of salad is it?
It's a salad.
Oh.
I lost my train of thought.
Too much salad.
Too young for that.
Yeah.
No, that happens all the time. Actually, no. I will give it to me for that. I had a prescription to pick up yesterday. Uh-huh. I even sat there, like, I was at the doctor's office, and they asked me to be like, hey, do you want to send it to this Harris Teeter? That's fine. I put in the wrong Harris Teeter, so it went to one completely different spot. And I told them, they're like, is it the one on such and such street? I said, oh, yeah, definitely. And then I looked at it and went, that's side of the city. That's not the right one.
I've never ordered food here to the station.
It's a lot like that. Yeah.
I DoorDashed at home when I was out sick.
And it came
and
in.
Then I get the notification, like, it's been dropped off. And I walk out front, and I'm like, no, the hell it has not. And then I look at the picture and see it's the front, like right here in that lobby or the little area there, they just left it on the counter.
I did that from Chicago once. I had it delivered here when I was in Chicago.
I must not have been here for that one. I would definitely would have eaten that.
No, it was at night.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday I was out having lunch with Robbie, and guys were talking movies. And a movie came up, do not remember what movie it was, but it was a Robert De Niro movie. And the other guy responded by saying, yeah, I don't like him anymore. I don't watch his stuff anymore. Why? I don't like his political stance. Give him the shovel, please. Where have we gotten to now? You don't like entertainers because of their political stance? Is that what we are right now?
I got news for you. If you're a baseball fan, there's a good chance that your guy voted for Trump. There's a very good chance. And on the flip side, there's a lot of actors and people in Hollywood. Like, we talked about this. Respect the talent, what he's putting out, not the person. Like, we mentioned listening to Michael Jackson and R. Kelly yesterday.
So you're no longer a good actor. So I don't like Robert De Niro anymore because his politics are opposite of mine. But I like that actor because I hope I never become that person.
You and I, I'm not going to say we're going to hold hands and skip down the hallway on this, but like I get so why would you take something away from yourself that you've enjoyed?
Oh, politics.
He's not that guy in the movie. He's acting. What if he was? And like now everything has become this. I hate that guy because he speaks up for what he believes. I hate that person. And it's not this isn't just a right-wing thing. The left's doing it too.
Well, you know the worst part about it? Like, when you don't speak my politics, you should stop talking politics. But then when you speak my politics, that's right. Well, there you go. Wait a minute. Shouldn't he stop speaking politically too?
Hey, shut up and dribble, LeBron. Here's Dean Cain on telling you what should happen with ICE. I mean, come on, man. Like, you're free to speak your mind, and people are free to react how they want. But I think you're stupid if you're going to give up something in your life that you've enjoyed because now that person doesn't have the same political beliefs as you.
For all of you people who claim to be patriotic Americans, who hate people who do not like your political stance, that's un-American. When you want them to stop talking because they disagree with you, that is indeed un-American.
Yeah, release the unredacted Epstein files. That's what everybody wanted until somebody got in charge.
Elon Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. I wasn't going to talk politics, but since we're talking politics, I honestly don't understand the red and the blue. I just call it purple because they need each other to coexist. So yeah. Think like, oh, I'm you know, left or I'm right. Like, no, bro. Like, it's all the same. Like, they do the same thing. They just lie about it a different way. Y'all take it easy.
Yep.
I mean, what happened to a shovel? He had a shovel.
Oh. You done twisted him up talking politics, man.
All right. Feds are at it with an NBA coach. Man, I'm going to talk about that at 9:15. In fact, I heard the FBI has a 10 a.m. press conference scheduled with all of this. But on the other side, Dan Graziano listed Lamar's contract situation as the most intriguing of the upcoming offseason. What impact do you think the last few weeks have had on those negotiations? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.